Summer break is just around the corner, but is the progress that you've made with your students at risk? In this episode, I reveal 9 effective learning strategies for you to reinforce your students' knowledge before summer break. From peer teaching to memory aids, these tips will help keep your students engaged and ensure they're set up for academic success. Don't miss out on these essential pre-summer break study tips. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where it's all about simple systems that actually work so you can finally teach and give your students bigger impact in their learning. Teaching is hard, y'all, but what if I told you that sometimes we make it harder than it has to be? I'm Farah, CEO of Farah Henley Education and host of the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I've been an educator for almost 25 years, and to say I've seen a thing or two is an understatement. I know how much you pour your heart and soul into your students and your classroom, and I want to help you find some simple ways to have a bigger impact without breaking the bank or spending all your free time focused on school. You don't have to be a Pinterest teacher to be a great teacher, and that is what this podcast is all about. So grab your favorite beverage, head out on that walk, or just soak the day away in a bubble bath. But sit back and let's enter the world of teaching made easy. What's kicking, educational rock stars? Welcome back to another episode of the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where I strive to bring you practical tips, inspiring stories, simple classroom systems that actually work, and expert insights to help you become a more effective and confident K-5 teacher. I'm your host, Farah, the Center Fairy, and in each episode, we'll explore a different aspect of teaching, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional development. If this is your first time joining me here on the podcast, I'm so glad that you found us on your favorite podcast listening platform. This week, we're chatting all about that dreaded summer slide. So grab your favorite beverage, your walking shoes, or turn the volume up on your drive to work and get ready to be inspired and empowered. Let's dive in. First up, we have spaced repetition. This is a powerful technique that helps students retain information by reviewing it at regular intervals. Try scheduling short review sessions every week or two, focusing on those key concepts. And don't worry, you can make these sessions enjoyable with interactive games and quizzes. One example of spaced repetition would be using a resource like our spiral review packs from our Review in a Snap resources. With 40 weeks of no prep printables, this comprehensive resource offers spiraled math and literacy review that is specifically designed to support the learning standards in your classroom. Our consistent, easy-to-follow format allows your students to complete the work independently, freeing up your valuable time for more important tasks, like solving quadratic equations or relaxing after a long week and just watching cat videos on YouTube. So if you want to give your students the review that they need to reach for the stars without sacrificing your sanity, our No Prep Spiral Review is the solution you've been searching for. Check the description for the link to grab it now and help your students prevent that summer slide. Now let's talk about active learning. We want our students to be active participants in their learning journey, so encourage them to join hands-on activities, group discussions, and problem-solving exercises. The more they're involved, the more they'll understand and remember. This can involve setting up math and literacy centers where students can practice their skills in a fun and engaging way. For instance, you could create a math center where students work on puzzles or play games that reinforce concepts like addition, subtraction, or multiplication. Similarly, you could set up a literacy center where students read and analyze texts or create their own stories. Our math and literacy center bundles are for grades K-5, and they're perfect for hands-on learning. Check the description below for the links to grab them for your classroom. Active learning doesn't always have to involve physical activities, however. Sometimes simply encouraging students to ask questions and participate in group discussions can be enough to promote a deeper learning. Try incorporating think, pair, share activities or debates to keep students thinking critically about the material. By doing so, you'll create a collaborative classroom environment that fosters learning and encourages participation. Now, my third tip is all about making learning relevant. Connect the lessons to real-world examples like local events or everyday situations. When students see the practical applications of their learning, they're more likely to stay engaged and remember the material. You can use activities like science experiments or problem-solving exercises in groups. For instance, you could have your students work together to design and build a bridge using only popsicle sticks and glue, or have them brainstorm creative solutions to a social problem in their community. Did you know that students can learn a lot from each other? That's right. The fourth tip I'm sharing with you is peer teaching. Pair students up and have them teach each other a concept that they've learned. You can give them the opportunity to be the teacher for the day and sit at your table using your teaching materials to teach the lesson. This not only reinforces their understanding, but it also helps them develop essential communication and collaboration skills. Sometimes a picture is worth a thousand words. That's why my fifth tip is all about using visual aids like diagrams, charts, and graphic organizers. These tools help students process information more effectively and create mental connections that last. One effective method is to use diagrams and flowcharts to illustrate complex concepts or processes. For example, if you're teaching about the water cycle, you could create a diagram that shows how water evaporates, forms clouds, and falls back to the ground as precipitation. Then you could have students use an interactive notebook to create their own personal version of the anchor chart. Another way to incorporate visual aids into your lessons is through the use of multimedia. For example, you could show educational videos or animations that demonstrate difficult concepts or processes. You could also create interactive presentations using tools like Prezi or even PowerPoint to allow you to incorporate images, videos, and other multimedia elements. By using a variety of visual aids, you can cater to different learning styles and help students better. Hey there, educational rock stars. Are you a teacher looking for ways to effectively and efficiently manage math and literacy centers in your classroom? If so, I have the perfect training for you. This summer, I'm hosting a training where you can learn how to manage centers that engage your students, optimize their learning, and help you become a more organized teacher. Now, this training is designed to help you create a dynamic learning environment that fosters growth and development in your students. I understand that organizing your centers can be challenging, which is why I've created a step-by-step guide to help you get them organized. And now by grabbing this guide, 3 steps to organizing your centers, you'll receive tips and strategies to help you get those activities organized and labels to make your storage boxes look super cute. The link to our free guide is in the show notes, so be sure and grab it today. Now, by grabbing this guide, you are going to be joining the wait list for the upcoming training, so you will know when registration opens. And during the training, you're going to learn 3 major mistakes that I see almost all teachers make when implementing math and literacy centers in their classroom. And you're going to learn how to overcome and correct these mistakes and make sure that your math and literacy centers run smoothly next year. In addition to creating that dynamic learning environment for your students, this training can also help save you time and reduce interruptions at your small group table. With this training, you're going to learn how to effectively manage your centers, freeing up more time for you to focus on teaching in small groups. By implementing our strategies, you'll be able to smoothly transition your students from one center to the next, allowing you to provide more individualized attention and support during small group instruction. This is going to help you finally teach with ease and provide a more productive learning experience for your students. So don't hesitate. Join the waitlist and learn how to effectively manage your centers in your classroom. You'll gain valuable knowledge and skills that will make your teaching experience more efficient, enjoyable, and rewarding. Understand and retain the material they're learning. Now, tip number 6 is all about memory aids. Teach your students things like mnemonic techniques and other memory tricks to help them recall important facts and concepts. You can even turn this into a fun activity where students create their own mnemonic devices and share them with their classmates. Mnemonic devices, which are memory aids that help students remember information through the use of things like a rhyme, acronym, or other memory trick, can be powerful memory aids. You could teach your students the acronym ROY GBIV, which I'm sure we've all learned, to help them remember the colors of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Another effective strategy is to use memory games such as matching games or flashcards, which can help students remember key vocabulary words or concepts. You can also incorporate memory aids into your lessons through the use of visual imagery. By creating vivid mental images associated with material, students can more easily recall the information. For example, if you're teaching about different types of clouds, you could encourage students to visualize a fluffy white sheep. This would represent cumulus clouds, or a wispy white scarf that might represent cirrus clouds. By connecting the material to a memorable image, students will be able to more likely remember the information that they've learned. My seventh tip is all about regular assessment. You need to conduct low-stakes quizzes and assessments frequently to reinforce learning and identify areas where your students may need that extra help. Plus, this is going to help you catch any potential learning gaps before summer break. You should conduct these low-stake quizzes or tests frequently throughout the year, which is going to help your students review and retain information. These assessments can take many forms, from multiple choice questions to short answer responses, and they can be conducted individually or in a group. Another effective assessment strategy is to use exit tickets, which are short prompts that students respond to at the end of each class period. All of our math and literacy centers come with exit tickets to help you assess your students' learning. By reviewing these exit tickets, you can quickly identify areas where students may be struggling and adjust your teaching accordingly. Who doesn't love a good story? My eighth tip is to use storytelling to present information in a more engaging and memorable way. Transform your lessons into captivating narratives or use relatable characters to illustrate concepts. Your students will be hooked and the lessons will stick with them. If you're teaching about the American Revolution, you could create a story that follows a fictional character living through the events of the time period. By framing the information in a compelling narrative, you're going to make it more engaging and memorable for your students. Another effective strategy is to use multimedia elements such as images or videos to help students visualize the story. And this is going to help them better understand the material as well. You can also incorporate engaging storytelling into your lessons through the use of role playing or simulations. By allowing students to act out different scenarios or historical events, you can create a more immersive learning experience. For example, you could have students role play different characters from a historical event, such as the Boston Tea Party, and then they can act out the events that led up to that event. By immersing themselves in the material, students will be more likely to remember the information and feel more engaged in the learning process. One thing to note with this strategy, and this is very important, be careful not to have your students role play a historical event that could potentially traumatize them in any way. You should never ask students to act out events or take on a role of a person or group of people who have been or continue to be marginalized, enslaved, or otherwise treated inhumanely for the sake of them getting it. This is never okay, as it trivializes the experiences of those who have lived through the experience or may have ancestry that have. Last but not least, my ninth tip is all about fostering curiosity. Create a classroom environment where students feel comfortable asking questions and exploring new ideas. This will lead to a deeper understanding of the material and create lifelong learners. Allow your students to explore their own interests and passions through independent research projects or presentations. You could have students choose a topic that they're interested in and then create a presentation or a report to share with their classmates. By allowing students to pursue their own interests, you can tap into their natural curiosity and encourage them to take ownership of their learning. Now, before I go, let's do a quick recap of the 9 tips that I shared today. Spaced repetition. Schedule those regular review sessions for key concepts. Active learning. Engage students with hands-on activities and group discussions. Real-world connections. Link lessons to real-life examples and everyday situations. Peer teaching. Encourage students to teach each other concepts that they've learned. Visual aids. Use diagrams, charts, and graphic organizers to support their learning. Memory aids. Teach mnemonic techniques and memory tricks. Regular assessment. Conduct low-stakes quizzes and assessments frequently. Engaging storytelling. Present information through captivating narratives. Encouragement of curiosity. Foster a classroom environment that promotes exploration and questioning. And there you have it. 9 fantastic strategies to solidify your students' knowledge before they leave your classroom for summer break. Give these tips a try and watch your students thrive and not slide over the summer break. Thanks for tuning in to the Teaching Made Easy podcast. If you found today's episode helpful and are looking for more tips, strategies, and simple systems to take back into your classroom to make your teacher life easier, be sure to check out the other episodes on your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and check the show notes for any links to any resources that I mentioned in today's episode. If you haven't already, we would be really appreciative if you would leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Your reviews help other teachers like yourself find the show and have a greater impact on teachers and students around the world. We would also love to hear from you, so don't hesitate to shoot us a DM on Instagram and let us know what you thought of today's episode. And if you found it helpful, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on Instagram, tag us at Farrah Henley Education and tag your teacher bestie so that they can benefit from the tips too. Thanks for listening and keep being an educational rock star.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can find all the links mentioned in today's episode by clicking the link in the description to jump over to the show notes. I know your time is valuable as a teacher, and I am honored that you chose to spend a piece of it with me. Help other teachers like you find the podcast by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when new episodes are available. Thanks again for listening, and most importantly, keep being educational rock stars.